Our hero this week is WikiLeaks, who yet again dished out another part of the secret Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Thank God for WikiLeaks. At least there's some look and debate about this. It's pretty ugly. And then I'd like to also mention Swiss Re. For an insurance company to come out with something on financial repression and the implications is a real indication of the hurt that the insurance companies and pension funds are feeling in their investment portfolios as they look at their long-term obligations and see the extraordinary drop in investment returns they've gotten in their fixed income portfolios.